Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is James, a.k.a. Lips. Tonight, enjoy the special 90-minute edition of Uncensored Radio Guilty Pleasures from January 2012.
Are you ready for this one?
UCR.
Go.
Unstoppable, original, Uncensored Radio.
Welcome. It is fabulous. Fun Friday and half show. I'm Mike J, and we've got a 90-minute program for you guys tonight. It's unscripted, off the hook, with Karen Ashley and Jeffrey Emmett. Happy Friday, everyone. What's going on?
Happy Friday. Everything's great. I'm excited about this long show.
Yeah, you have no idea. So have I. Honestly, I miss being live on Fridays because, I mean, if you guys haven't figured it out by now, we've been, pre-taped on Fridays for the past 6 months.
We needed a life, guys. We needed to have, a social life for a minute.
Yeah, we do. We needed to take a step back and not take it all in. But I'm psyched because we're live on Fridays again, and not only for a full hour, a full 90 minutes of Off the Hook. And, you know, you guys like to call in and chat with us all the time, and we love to talk with you, but sometimes we just get so wrapped up in our own topics and thoughts and conversation that an entire hour just flies by, and we don't get to the callers, and we know you guys have an opinion, and we want to hear it, and we want you to express it. So tonight, the last half hour of this show is all about the listeners. So write down this number, 323-417-6705, because starting at exactly 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Pacific, it's all about you guys. We want you to call in. We want you to shout, yell, scream, throw stuff, although you're not going to be able to hit us because it's the radio. And we will chat it up. So do it up.
We want to get you ready for your weekend.
Psyched up. Psyched.
Doing
it.
And, you know, the thing is a lot of those pre-tape shows, we had the holidays going on, so you know, a lot of people are traveling, so it just made a little bit more sense. But now we're back, we're live, and ready to have fun.
Absolutely. We are so psyched, and we're going to have a huge, huge program for you guys tonight. Just to give you a little bit of topic of what we're coming up with, we're going to be actually talking about what we would do if we won the lottery. That's going to be coming up. And I know that the three of us on this panel, and who knows who else is going to drop in and call in, because it all happened so quickly on the show, especially if you were listening last night. It was was it Wednesday? One thing after another, just random people dropping by.
It's always a party. Wednesday, Thursday party.
It was like the surprise party. We're going to be chatting up about that. But, first let's just, just run through here. I mean, I had an interesting night so far, you guys. We went to my friend Amy and I. As you know, we like to go out to dinner on Fridays. And our neighbors up here have been telling us, you've got to try this local restaurant. You've got to try this local restaurant. It's called the Beef Barn. Okay? It is very catchy. It looks very cool on the outside. It's built, looks like a barn, has a silo and everything. It's very cool looking.
Right.
I got to say, not at all what I expected. I mean, I guess what I thought was when I was going to go in, it was going to be a nice, not fancy or upscale or anything, but, a regular restaurant, sit down, menus, glass dishes, pulled pork.
You know, linen.
yeah, but so we walk in and Amy and I are just sort of standing there looking around and everyone's staring at us. I'm like, what are we supposed to do? And finally someone goes to us, just sit anywhere. So we sit down. We're looking around. There's no menus on the table or anything. We're looking around, and she comes over, and she's like, so what do you guys want? I'm like, can I get a menu first, maybe? And she points to this, a Wendy's billboard or Wendy's McDonald's-type billboard thing that's hanging on the ceiling. She's like, well, it's all right up there. So I'm looking. I'm like, what the heck? So, they bring us our food. It was literally at our table within 5 minutes. They served us on paper plates, paper cups, and plasticware. No menus.
What kind of food
it wasn't a bad thing. It was they had things like steak subs, burgers, fries, house salad, pulled chicken, barbecue pork, very, very small menu, like fast food stuff, which was not honestly at all what I was expecting, because this place does not look like a fast food restaurant from the outside whatsoever. So I do have to say, like, I guess I had it built up into my head as something else because all my neighbors are raving about this place. And we go in, and I think it was just such a letdown because it's I've had better. Like, I'm not going to say it's bad because I think, you know, I had something built up, and Amy and I had something built up in our head that this was going to be something else, and it was totally the opposite.
Right.
Yeah, so we were already sort of let down. I mean, the food was average. You know, I mean, it wasn't terrible. Yeah. The service was wicked quick. I mean, I think we were in and out of that restaurant having eaten our meal within 25 minutes.
Wow.
You know.
That's kind of a good thing if you're like, you know how like you're just starving sometimes? And you're like, I need to eat now. I guess that's the place you go to.
Absolutely.
Like,
you know, I got to say, the pricing was amazing. Like, the two of us had a steak sandwich, an order of fries, and a large soda. Amy had a combo platter, which I think was like a burger. It was roast beef or something. Fries and a salad and a soda. Our bill together was $15.55.
Wow, so you can't beat the pricing. I love that. Yeah.
No. Yeah, the price was absolutely amazing. And the service, very quick. They were, you know, they were nice. It's just we didn't quite know what it was. you know, so, I mean, it's just, that was an experience. You know, but then we went to the liquor store. And I picked up this bottle of, if you guys are checking out our Facebook page, I got some big plans going on next week. So I picked up this bottle of $5.99 wine. And I've got to say, I'm really impressed. For $5.99, the name of this is, I'm going to say this wrong, it's Pavao. It's spelled P-A-V-A-O. It's a Portuguese wine. It's a white.
Okay.
And it's actually really good for $5.99, I do have to say. It's got a little peacock on the front of it. I don't think it's a local wine or anything because it comes from Portugal.
Well,
so
no, that would probably make it not a local wine.
You getting fresh over there, fresh. What you doing with your life?
I am still dying. A slow death.
Are you serious? You're still throwing up?
No, I've stopped that, but I'm very achy. I have that where you can't get warm kind of thing going on.
Uh-oh. Sounds like it's flu.
And I'm just ignoring it because I can't be bothered. And I don't ever get the flu, and this year's not going to be the year it returns after, like, two decades of being gone. I'm not having it. So I'm, like, arguing with it that it's not going to happen. But, you know, like, Joe's drinking tonight. I am not drinking. But I fell off the food wagon. The Wendy's yesterday did me in, so today was not a very good food day for me. So if Jake is listening, this fatty fell on his ass. And they all at the grocery store, they really, if I probably was not this big, they'd be like, this motherfucker smoking some weed tonight. Because it was one of them grocery runs. There was sorbet, cookies, chips, cinnamon rolls. I mean, it just was not a good thing.
Oh, no. That's all right. There's tomorrow, and you'll be back on the stick, you know.
Oh, hell no. I ain't going with tomorrow. I'm going to start with Monday. We're going to start fresh.
Karen, I think we need to do an intervention.
Do it all up. I know. You can't make it a weekend. You got to only make it a day.
No. Shush.
No. You can't make it a weekend.
What is it?
You have to only make it a day.
I mean, Jeff, you got to break it down, buddy. I mean, you've got to look at it as, you know, don't look at it as you can't eat anything forever. Go 1 hour at a time if you have to. I mean, go.
Oh, look. I don't look at it as I can't eat anything forever. Look, I mean, I have to say, I've been pretty good this week up until yesterday in the Wendy's. So, I'm just going on a 3-day bender, and I'll be back. Don't worry.
Okay.
Oh,
well, if I'm 555 pounds come the wedding, we know we got problems.
No. Well, you know, speaking of
there's a group you can get equal rights from, you know.
Yeah, well, I don't need
absolutely.
Them.
There's a group. You can we'll get
there's
men's.
A group for that.
I'm a little sure after the last three shows that we've done, and I have voiced my opinions about NAFA and Miss Peggy Sue at 62 years old being a whopping 300 plus pounds, and she's being healthy as far.
When
you're 62,
you gotta get, what's
you
her name?
Whatever you want to do.
Look, at 62, I expect to have some damn good insurance. And if I am still 300 pounds, honey, I'm going to call Dr. Conrad Murray because he'll be out of jail by then. I'm going to get me some discount lap band.
Oh, wow. Piggy Sue, if you're listening, I apologize. I'm so sorry, Piggy Sue from NAFA.
Are you
so
calling
sorry.
Her Piggy Sue?
Peggy. He said Peggy.
Oh,
he didn't
no.
say Piggy.
He totally said Piggy.
Did you say Piggy? That is so mean. That is so
I didn't say
mean.
Piggy. I didn't say
That's
Piggy.
That's so mean. That's so
Piggy
mean.
Sue. But the difference between Peggy and I is that I can admit I have fallen off the wagon today, and it is a bad day.
You only talked to her. You only talked to her for what, 15 minutes before she hung up? You don't know what you can admit.
She can't admit nothing. She's like, I worked at a farm as a child. I don't know why I was fat. And, you know, I kind of was like, well, that's because your parents fucking fed you too much as a baby, dumbass. I say that.
No, no, no. What it was she's out there. You know what? She's out there picking the potatoes and the carrots and the corn, and it's one carrot for the family, 8 carrots for me. That's what it was.
That's right. She was in that garden. She was chomping on a cucumber.
That's terrible, guys. You don't know what she was doing. So let's get on to another subject because we never can agree on this one.
All right.
We
got to stop tearing people up. But you know who was tearing people up earlier today? And this, I don't know. We're going to listen to this little bit of a clip, and we're all going to weigh in on this one because, you know, we all have different points of views on this show, clearly.
No way. We do?
Not really? This way. I thought we all agreed and got along. So Justin
the honeymoon
Bieber
is... Over.
Is
yeah, that's
oh,
right.
The honeymoon. Shoot, that shit was over last week.
Oh, honey, Jake and I had a total big conversation today on Twitter. I was like, yeah, I was telling about last night how I was trying to interject. I just saw the doorways opening up. So I brought something up about fatties again. And I'm like, Karen wasn't biting. She wasn't having it. He's like, that's because she knows you. And she knows you're just doing it to get a rise out of folks. I'm like, yeah, but, well, so what? He's like, but he thinks you're adorable and he hopes that you do not hate him. I'm like, well.
Ooh, how would I hate? Who would I hate?
Jake.
I think it's wonderful when people can disagree. Like, it's not, I'm a very strong personality. I'm very strong in my convictions. And I'm not one of those people who will agree with someone just because of whatever reason. I don't. If I believe what I believe, I'm going to believe it, and I'm going to stand by it. But that doesn't mean I've ever had ill feelings against anyone. Because with having a strong personality, you have to know that other people have opinions. So
right.
It is what
well,
it is.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. You know,
well,
and I
think that's
the
beautiful part of this show.
Is that we are never going to pretend to be Barbara Walters. When she sits there, that those girls all sit there and they'll fight like bitches and cats and dogs on their show. She's like, but we're all friends. You a lying son of a bitch, because there's going to be days we all going to walk away from this phone call pissed as shit. It's going to happen.
Probably.
Oh, are you kidding me? Jeff was pissing me earlier. Mm-hmm. He wouldn't even text me back, that asshole. But
hell no. I turned my phone. I went and plugged that bitch in the kitchen and turned the ringer off on the home phone. Because I'm like, if he texts me one more time, we're going to have to deal with one. We're going to lose one co-host because he's going to be dead and the other one's going to be in prison.
I'm going to be pushing the button by myself.
Oh.
You guys know I don't know how to turn the show on. You can't do that.
Don't worry. I'll do a show.
I don't even know how to log in. I don't even know how to log in.
Call him Mike J, unscripted and behind bars.
No, you're going to be the head one.
Oh. Oops.
Oh, wow.
If I have to kill you, I won't kill you with my bare hands. I'll smother your ass with my ass cheeks.
Oh, God.
All right, so it's going to be Mike J, unscripted and 6 feet under.
And smothered.
Smothered. But you know who else was getting a little agitated with his fans because they were harassing him at Disney World? Our good buddy Justin Bieber. He listen to this clip, guys, because he flipped out on the fans who were stalking him and his brother as they were trying to just enjoy a little bit of a family day at Disneyland. Take a listen.
I follow you on Twitter.
All right, so I know that clip was a little rough, but that was
the
video that goes along
too.
With it. So good for
dead.
You, Karen. It's, yeah, I mean, there's...
Short. Oh, my gosh.
Here's the thing with Justin Bieber. I mean, and, you know, there's so many points that can be brought up about this. And the truth is, this is a, like a 15-second clip. I mean, the entire video on YouTube is only 41 seconds, you know. We have no idea what was happening before this. I mean, the question has been brought up constantly on TV and on other radio shows is that, was this appropriate? Did Justin Bieber go too far? Is he,
who
you know,
cares?
He did say, fuck you, and he didn't flip him off. My thing is this. Like, everyone has a line, and Justin Bieber, and I don't know him personally, but I've seen him on interviews. I've seen him interact with fans. I've seen behind-the-scenes footage of him. He is one of the sweetest in Hollywood.
He's
so
generous. Above and beyond. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And you know what?
When
obviously, this is...
Thousands of women, all different ages, screaming your name, and all you're trying to do is ride Mickey Mouse's ass. It would piss me off, and I would say fuck you to them, too. Like, leave me alone.
Yes.
Give me one day to be me.
To myself, yeah.
Like,
and
I get it.
And the thing about it is... No, go ahead, Jeff. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. Go.
No, I was going to say, the thing about it is that you know, you have fans, and, like, I've experienced this with Power Rangers, and, you know, there are people who are like, I've watched you since I was a young kid, I grew up with you, you changed my life. That, I understand, I respect, I love, I honor the fact that I've been that for you. But there's honestly a time when it just has to, like, you just want to have dinner with your friends, or you just want to have a conversation, or you just want to sit there and just, I mean, it's like, I can't even imagine Justin Bieber. Like, his stuff is, like, times 100, even times 100 compared to Power Ranger at its biggest, you know? And it's just one of those things where, you know, I don't blame him. I mean, this girl was annoying. She's, like, giggling, and she can barely, like, I follow you on Twitter. Is that all you could figure out to say? Like, this is your moment.
Well, you know, here's the thing, though.
You're
like,
annoying.
Here's the thing, like, see? We have no idea what happened before that video. Because, like I said, I mean, this whole thing is, like, 30 seconds long. I mean, that's just the moment that they captured. These creepy-ass girls who, I'm sorry, I'm going to say this, they sounded just a little star-shocked or maybe a little bit off their rocker just a minute when they're talking in that video, like, giggling because they got Justin Bieber to say F you to them. You know, it's like, come on, what were you doing before that? Were you, like, stalking him through the entire amusement park when this poor kid's just trying to hang out with his brother at Disneyland and have a good time?
Right, because you know they didn't just start. Like, that was probably an hour.
No way. They were probably following him throughout the entire park trying to get him to, you know, say something or whatever. Well, guess what? He said something to you. I think he pretty much told you loud and clear, you know, get the hell away from me. Stop bugging me.
Right. And
you know?
Then they thought that was so funny. Like, they're like, oh, like, it's even more annoying now. Like,
I know,
they don't
that's,
even
that's
get
the
it.
Part. It's like, really? You're trying to become. I mean, and the sad part is that, like, they're becoming some sort of YouTube sensation just because they posted this video. Although I have no idea what their names are, and I could really care less. I mean, you know, you're a no name. You're out there stalking people at Disneyland, trying to get them to curse at you. What's wrong in your life that you're being like this? Really?
Yeah. Right. And I mean, anyone would be annoyed. Anyone needs a moment, you know. And the thing is like you said, he's one of the nicer celebrities. Like, he goes above and beyond. He hugs people. He does a lot of public appearances. He does a lot of meet and greets. I mean, at this point, he doesn't need to meet and greet anybody. You know, he can just show up to the show, but he doesn't. He actually still is very much, you know, in tune with his fans, and, you know, I don't even see anything wrong with it. I mean, you caught the kid at a bad time, and he probably was trying to, you know, just have some fun with his family, and he couldn't even talk to them without these people screaming random things, you know? So, good for you, Justin Bieber.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
The
award for the day.
I can only imagine, you know, if this show, when this show ever makes it big and we turn into something, you guys had seriously better hope that you don't push me to that point, because I'm going to say a lot worse things to you than Justin Bieber did. Let me just say that right now.
Yeah, keep telling them that now.
I'm just now, guys. Don't be pushing Mike to the point of no return. Me and Jeff ain't
I'll
holding him back.
I'll make you cry. I will make you cry.
He is lethal with his words.
I am, especially after I've had a few. Especially after I've had a few. Gosh. But, you know, we actually, we've got a caller on the line, and I'm thinking they're going to want to weigh in on what we're chatting about. So let's go ahead and bring them on. Caller 630, I know we didn't screen this, but what the hell, it's Friday. What's going on? What's your name and where are you from?
Hi, I'm Eric from Aurora, Illinois.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, nice to talk to you again.
Oh, good. Nice to talk to you. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are y'all doing?
We're doing great.
We're doing good. It's a great, fun Friday show. So you heard this whole bit about Justin Bieber that we've been talking about. And what do you think about this? Do you think he was totally out of line to tell his fans to go F off? Or, you know, was he in the good with this?
I think that's just wrong, man. You know what? You're trying to build a good fan base, and you're just basically telling them to just freak off. What the hell are you doing?
You don't think he might have, you know, you don't think those fans might have annoyed him and just kept following him all through Disneyland, and he couldn't really spend time with his family?
No. You know what, man? Because he's just starting now, man. You got to build a fan base. If he's been doing the game for a while, yeah, he has the right to. But you know what? He is just on the scene. He's still got to build his fan base up. He's got to keep those fans, because if he doesn't, they're gone.
Okay. Wow. Well, mm-hmm. we appreciate your opinion.
And I'm glad you guys want to listen to it.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we welcome all any and all opinions. I'm glad you called in.
Of course.
mm-hmm. Tell everyone what your name is again.
What?
Tell everyone what your name is again.
Hi, I'm Eric from Aurora, Illinois.
All right, Eric from Illinois. Thank you for calling in.
All right, thanks, guys. Talk to you next time.
Bye. Talk
Bye-bye.
To you later.
Well,
yes,
I got
Eric.
I like it.
You know, Eric is
you know
yes.
I like callers that put us in our
way. Out.
I mean, I think we just got served by one of our listeners, which is good.
Well, look, you know.
I love that.
The sad thing is, normally, I'm on that side. Like, if you're a celebrity, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
You knew what was coming.
Suck it up.
Fame is a part of the game. I feel, you know, normally I'd feel like you need to choke it up and deal with it. But as things are changing in my world, slowly but surely, I'm starting to maybe realize, well, you know, I feel like we all have to back off. And I think that, you know, everything that just happened with Whitney, it's just, I'm like, okay, maybe we do need to take a step back, because it is somebody's mother, it is somebody's son, it's somebody's brother, somebody's boyfriend, and you know, everybody's human and needs space too, and everybody has a bad day. And Lord knows, if you caught me on a bad day, which is happening on this show, I'm just going to read you the Riot Act, and that's how it is.
Right, it's going to be worse.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, what if Mike say it's going to be worse than Justin Bieber?
Oh, yeah. Oh, totally worse. Well, I mean, you know, that's the thing. I can play devil's advocate with this. I mean, I totally get where Eric was coming from on this. You know, I mean, it's almost like...
Eric sounds like he's more of a Justin Bieber fan than we would be. You know?
Yeah, I mean, come on. I love me some Bieber, even though some friendly folks in the chat room were calling him the other F word that I don't necessarily care for.
What,
faggot?
But, I won't say it. I won't say it. You said the word.
No. We don't use that word on this show.
We don't. Yeah, I'd rather hear you
here
drop
we go.
F-bomb.
Here we go. We're going to get into this
word on the chat room. I'm just
no, we're not going.
That's derogatory.
We're not going to that conversation, because then I'll have to listen to that for another hour and a half, and I can't quite get
that.
So,
look, I'm not trying to argue with you for nothing, because I'm just going to hang up the phone, because I can't do it no more. You have personally stressed me out so much in the last 3 weeks that I cannot wait to watch. Mike has, yeah. I'm going to, he's just doing it now to just stress me out on purpose. And, you know, he could cry and whine and throw his little tantrums, and Karen's got to intercede, but not once do I call and try to make his life a hell. He does this to me on a regular basis, and I'm telling you what, you better watch your toothbrush, buddy, because when you hear, I'm going to play my time with it. That's what's up.
That's horrible. Jeffrey's vindictive, isn't he?
Oh, he is. I could tell you stories. I could tell you stories, but I don't really have any room.
You know he's like that.
But here's the thing. I mean, I will be the first to admit I don't necessarily have any room to talk because I've done some vindictive things in my past.
Oh, you are way worse than I am. Don't even sit there and try to play the innocent victim. But the difference between the two of us is I'll call my shit out and I won't do it. You are vindictive, spiteful, and try to hide it and then brag.
Oh, and my friends in college, Karen, I'm just going to totally throw myself under the bus. My friends in college, I told them some stories about some stuff that I did in high school. And then after realizing what I did to my Russian/Macedonian roommate in college, they didn't want to fuck with me. I'll tell you what, I had some straight boys scared to death of me. Like, little old me, 110 pounds. They're like, dude, I don't ever want to get on your bed, so let me know if I ever piss buff, okay?
When you're drunk, you're batshit crazy. You ripped off Shannon's antenna off her car.
I get a little violent.
He was trying to fight someone last time he was at your house, wasn't he?
We were trying to take his drunk ass home. He ripped the antenna off her car, and then I had to wrestle him to the ground. And I'm on the phone with the stepmother, like, I'd never seen him like this. I'm like, I don't know what to do with him. And he's crying and flipping out, and she's like, Jeffrey, punch him in the head and knock him out. So
no.
That's exactly
they
what
already
I
tried
did.
That.
He knocked out for about 30 seconds.
Out.
He came back too. Hey! And he started pitching again. I'm like, oh, no.
Instead of fighting again.
So the rule was,
I
called the crazy cat lady because she's got some handcuffs, the real ones. And I said, next time he comes over drinking, those have to be at disposal constantly. Because next time he goes batshit crazy, we are handcuffing his ass around the telephone pole.
Yeah, we've learned vodka and Red
like
Bull.
You're not going to be acting like this when I come to the wedding, are you, Mike?
No. I've learned vodka and Red Bull. I need to stay away from vodka and Red Bull, okay? Because the vodka and the Red Bull is no longer a drink I can mess around with because it's too much of a roller coaster. I can handle it in college, and I can get away with it. I can't do it no more. Now that I'm almost pushing, now that I'm pushing the old age of 24, I just can't do it anymore, you guys. I can't do it. It's sad but true.
Wow.
Oh, goodness. But you know what time it is? It's time for the, whatchamacallit there, the primetime update. So,
the whatchamacallit.
The whatchamacallit. With
the
what's her face. With what's her
face.
I can't find the button.
I love the fact that
Christina
loves that. She loves the fact that her name is What's Her Face.
Oh, gosh. I love you, What's Her Face, and I know you're creeping right now.
We'll
be right back.
What is this?
Yeah. Sorry. Totally.
You're really
wrong.
Playing a theme song? Show's over, kids. We live. We're only doing a 30-minute show.
Hello, everyone. This is Jake Pittman. I am back on the air, and I am super excited because this time I am uncensored. I am unleashed. So please tune in every Saturday at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. I am back on the airwaves with my good friend Eli. Feel free to call in 323-417-6705.
From Unscripted Radio, this is the Primetime Update.
Good evening, happy fun Friday. Tonight we begin with a little bit of a sad story. Stephen Colbert of the Colbert Report has reportedly shut down production for the week due to his sick 91-year-old mother, according to the New York Post. An email was sent to audience members on Wednesday and Thursday saying the shows had been canceled due to unforeseen circumstances. The nature of his mother's sickness is not known. Comedy Central said the show would air repeat episodes until further notice. And in New Jersey tonight, police have one message for Whitney Houston fans, and that is, stay home.
Officials have warned fans to steer clear of the New Hope Baptist Church in Newark, New Jersey on Saturday and instead watch the memorial service from home. Houston's family has asked for privacy, and authorities say there's nothing for fans to see as they can't even get within 6 square blocks of the church located in Houston's hometown. CBSNews.com, as well as other major media outlets, will stream the service live starting at around 11 a.m. Eastern. The funeral is expected to begin at noon. And finally tonight, imagine this as your birthday present. A woman whose son served her with eviction papers on her 98th birthday 2 months ago is stepping up his efforts to remove her from her home. Mary Kantorowski has lived in her yellow Cape Cod-style home in Fairfield, Connecticut since 1953. Meanwhile, her oldest son, 71-year-old Peter Kantorowski of Trumbull, says he's concerned about her well-being. Peter, who owns the house, says his mother has rejected his suggestions to live with him or in a nursing home. A trial is set to begin March 2nd in Bridgeport Superior Court. Unbelievable story there. For all these stories and so much more, keep up with us at unscriptedradio.com throughout the weekend. And, of course, be sure that you check us out on Twitter at unscriptedradio. And, of course, it wouldn't be Fabulous February Fun Friday and a Half show if we didn't do Follow Friday. All of our listeners, please post your Twitter handles in the chat room, and you may just get a follow back from one of us here at the show. Jeff and Karen, back to you.
Wow, so that mama is like, I don't want to live with you.
Well, here's the crazy part. I just read that article before we went on air. The son that's kicking her out hasn't even seen her in 8 months. The other son is the one that's taking care of her. Now, there was a younger son and the older son, and the older son's the one that's kicking her out. There was a trust set up when the husband was still alive in 96 that the house would revert to the two sons when the wife, you know, but she would live in the house until she died. Well, the son somehow in 2005, the older one, had it changed. I didn't understand the terminology. So that it was just in his name and not in the other son's name. I mean, it's really a heartbreaking story, and this guy's just, he's just a jackass. I mean, there's no other way around it, you know?
No. That's horrible. That's just horrible. You know, people do the darndest things when people are dying, and it's really sad. It's really sad what people do to their parents, you know? Like, ugh. Because, you know, she's old, so it's not like she can sit there and, you know, really fight the fight, you know? Very sad. We'll have to pray for her.
Right. No, definitely. I mean, I think that...
Have to deal with that kind of stress, and you're in your, like, your final years, you know? I mean, most people live the longest someone's lived, you know? So, gosh.
It's terrible. I can't imagine. You see, that's like one of the reasons I will not get married and I will not have kids is because I'm not going to have little asshole kids tell me when I'm 98 that I can't live in my house no more.
Oh, you don't have to worry about your kids. You have to worry about me living longer than you and me kicking you out your own house.
Yeah, exactly. This is why I'm telling you right now. This is going to be archived and recorded. This is Mike J. I am of sound mind, and I will never sign a power of attorney naming Jeffrey Emmett my guarantor. No.
He is such a liar. That's not true. This is what he did, because he swore that night that he was drunk, is that he kept talking and saying about his vehicle, was saying, are you saying that you have the keys to a blah, 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 insured by blah, blah, blah? He's like, this call may be re-recorded. I'm like, how drunk are you? I'm like, it's a 2001 piece of shit. Nobody cares, and nobody's going to steal it. I can leave the keys in it, turn it on, and put free on it, and nobody's going to take it.
So what I need to know is when he pulled that girl's antenna off, did he pay for that?
Oh, yeah.
I did.
Oh, Mike, you're like one of those mean drunks.
He's
probably the guy you need around, though, because if the shit goes down, Mike's going to fight them all for you.
Oh, I don't even know, Mike. Here's the thing, I could tell, Karen, there are stories of me in college. Like, it must be the Aries in me gets amplified by 100 times when I'm a little overserved, because
There was this one night, and I know we're totally going off topic here, but there was this one night in college.
Scripted radio.
We were going back home after, because the bars in, I went to school at a state school, SUNY New Paltz, and the bars there stay open until 4 a.m. So we would start drinking around 8 p.m., okay, like, you know, pre-gaming. And we go out to the bars at midnight, and then you're drinking for 4 hours. So that's a good solid 8 hours of drinking, okay? And then if we did happy hour, you're talking like 12 hours of drinking straight. So we're walking home, and I'm this little, like, you guys, there's probably not a whole lot of photos of me floating around on the internet, unless you're looking on certain websites, in which case you're paying for them. Anyway, so there's, you know, I'm this little, like, you know, 5'7", 115-pound guy, couldn't, you know, kick anyone's ass if I wanted to. But when I'm drunk, apparently I think I'm, like, you know, 6'1", work at Abercrombie and Fitch, and weigh, you know, like 175, and I'm built like a brick, okay? Because I was, like, saying shit to these, like, guys that are on the football team at my college. And I've got my friends, and they got my back. You know, they've always got my back. You know, and I had theirs. These guys were trying to, like, I'm going to, just kid up. I'm like, really? Really? You want some of this? Come on, asshole. Come on. You know, like going after him, like egging him on. And my two friends are like, Mike, oh my God, shut up. Shut up. Shut up. They're like, Mike, go back to the dorm. Go back. And it turned into this thing. I didn't even know what the hell was going on. I just kept walking. Half an hour later, my friends show up and they're like, yeah, so this guy kind of put me in a headlock and, you know, we got roughed up a little bit. I'm like, oh, well, why didn't you tell me? I would have stuck around. It's brutal. Like, I had to take a lot of photos down from my Facebook. A lot of photos. Just saying.
So, now you all know who the rowdy one is.
Well, I just want to let everybody know. So, our heckler from the chat room is back. The one with the problem, and I got cussed. Well, he basically said that I was an idiot because I couldn't say his name. Oh, he just left that I called him out. You know, well, if you tune back in, you moron, I would love for you to call in because I'd love to rip your ass apart on air.
What's his name? What's his handle?
Oh, no, he's just talking about drunken faggot cock kung fu. I don't know.
Can we block him?
I kicked him out the other day. No, not you, sure. Brody. It's I don't know. Sounds like he needs a colonic. I'm not really for certain. It sounds like something to do with your asshole. But
Kinetic Gnosis. Kineticosis?
Whatever. It seems sounds like something like he's an asshole.
Right. Well, whoever you are, if you're listening, we're a fun show. We're a positive show. Yeah, we talk crazy and we have crazy conversation, but we don't welcome any derogatory comments. If you don't have anything nice to say, and you don't want to chat normally with people and make friends and you know, just have a great time here on Unscripted Radio, get out of our chat room. Thank you.
Well,
yeah, I
would just like to say, I say this with love,
but
you're a fucking moron, and I hope you rot in hell and trip on a rock, you son of a bitch. But I say that with love, absolute love.
With a heart.
Wow,
hello,
winning.
Yes, I say that with a big old heart and smiley face.
Mm-hmm. There's a rainbow in the sky now.
I think this is what Jeff really means to say.
Right. Thanks, Whitney. Rest in peace.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah. Absolutely. So, what were we really going to talk about tonight, you guys? Here's the thing. So,
you know,
Powerball.
Can I say this one thing before we get into the Powerball thing? Well, I didn't realize this, but Whitney was the one who came on the Bravo show when she had, you know, being Bobby Brown. She was the one who came up with the saying, "Oh, hail to the no." Whitney came up with that. I was like, oh my gosh, I love her even more. Because, you know, I'm like, oh, hell to the no. That was Whitney Houston. She came up with that.
Somebody send me the YouTube video clip of that so I can grab the audio. That's got to be in our sound archive. I'm telling you what, right now.
She would talk so much shit to Bobby Brown. I loved it because he was crazy, and she put him in his place. I loved it.
Did you watch, after the show last night, on OWN, re-aired Oprah's interview with her?
Forgot. I would have loved this. Oh, remember, I was going to call in sick.
You can probably catch it on demand from OWN if you have those services, or it's probably going to be available online. But I rewatched it today because, you know, it's been like 2 years or
Oh, yeah, give me your thoughts.
You know, I have to say, like, again, I just felt like some of it was kind of BS, but she was much more honest than she ever had been. And, you know, I just watched it, I'm listening, and a couple things came to mind. The first thing, my heart just kind of broke all over again because, I mean, you could see, regardless whether I believe she was completely clean or not, like, she was trying, you know, like, she had a goal. She wanted to get better, and she wanted to do it for her daughter. So it really, really, really broke my heart. And then, you know, she kind of, you know, you had said it the other night where she was telling Oprah about how they smoke the weed, they roll it, and put cocaine on it, and everything on it. And, you know, and the other thing that really I took away from that was how much I would like to get high because I haven't done it in years. And I'm like, I got problems. I showed up to my friend's work, and I was, like, telling her about it. She's like, oh, yeah, it's so sad. I'm like, I know, but I was watching the interview, and she was talking about being high and just watching TV and eating junk food. And I was like, you know, I'm going to smoke me a blunt right now. It was just bad.
Jeffrey,
I was like, when the girl?
Don't drug use on this show.
No,
kids. No. Don't do drugs. Say no, because
say no
to
drugs.
Things don't end up well. But I'm just saying, like, I'm listening to her. But here's the thing. No, but truthfully, you know, I did years ago. I smoked weed. So watching and having her talk, like, I got it because it took me right back to that place.
Right.
And I remembered, you know, like, you can't function and you really can't have a life. And the whole time she's talking about this, I'm like, where the hell was the baby? Who's watching the baby? And then at one point in the interview, she did say that. Bobby Christina had to go live with her brother who lived like 5 minutes down the road. She's like, you know, just for a short time, fifth and sixth grade. I'm like, short time? I'm like, sister.
2 years,
I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
You know, but
you know what? I mean, we've all been in that place. But you know who's in a good place right now? The guy who won the Powerball. I mean, 23, 34 something million dollars. That is
Hell
insane.
Yeah, he's
still... He still has yet to come forward.
I mean,
I wouldn't imagine. You could. I mean, crazy. Yeah, exactly. This is a story.
Did you guys
story that was published about an hour ago.
Wait a minute. Was this for the New York Powerball?
No, this was like the multi states or something.
Hey,
I think it was.
Joe, check the numbers. Somebody won the Powerball that we played this week.
Okay, well. So here's the thing. So the winner, if you're listening to our show right now, they're looking for you in Cranston, Rhode Island. And you know what? It's a week later, and the world beyond the Bellevue Plaza Stop and Shop in Newport, Rhode Island is still waiting. They're waiting for whoever wound up with the winning combination. One more time, those numbers are 1, 10, 37, 52, 57, and the Powerball of 11. The winning ticket was sold at a Stop and Shop right here in my neck of the woods, Newport, Rhode Island. And they still haven't came in yet. So, I mean, they won
a whole load
of money.
So they can get, like, their lawyers. Well, they get the lawyers, and they get all the tax stuff situated, and then they'll announce that they got it. Because, you know, that's a lot of money.
I mean,
that's a lot of freaking money.
It was $336.4 million.
Wow, that's crazy! Wow.
I mean, after taxes.
Man, you just don't even
understand.
If I won something like that, you just don't even know.
I could not even fathom. I mean, there's a lot of things, you know, that I've got a list of things that I would do if I ever came into some money, whether it was winning the lottery or, you know, profit sharing, whatever. Pay off my student loans. Pay off my credit card, buy myself something fancy, whether it's a new Apple computer or maybe a brand new 2012 Ford Escape, hint, hint, Ford Motor, if you're listening, just saying, feel free. You know, I mean, things that I would do, like I would also set up 2 college funds for both of my younger sisters because I came out of school with about $50,000 in debt from school, and my sisters, and that was a state school, you know, and my sisters are wicked smart. They're probably going to go to, like, private schools or something. So, and, you know, plus student loans have gone up since then. I mean, so is tuition. So they're going to come out with a lot more than I have. And I know how hard it is coming out of college, having you know, I mean, I'm comfortable now. Thank God that I've got a good job, and I thank Jesus every day that I'm in the career path that I'm at, and, you know, I'm able to live and support myself and pay my $500 a month student loan note. Not a lot of people can do that. And I want to be, I would want to be able to set up my two sisters to be able to come out of college debt-free, you know, because I know that they're, you know, they would buckle down and they would do their work and they would, you know, and then I'd like to maybe, I mean, I don't know, my parents have already paid off the house, their student loans are paid off and everything, so I don't know, maybe I would buy them a horse. I don't know what I would do for my parents. I guess I would put some money in their
But I am a horse.
You know, and then I would set aside $5,000 and give Jeffrey and Joey a nice little wedding, some quaint, quiet, you know, private, you know.
$5,000?
The show.
Really? $5,000? You know what?
I was waiting for him to say something.
No, see, this is not how it's going to go down, because this is why you're a cheap son bitch. This is why you only have friends you can count on your one hand. It's because you are so tight with your money. If you won that much money, I'm going to tell you right now, I am never going to work again, because I'm going to sponge off you for the rest of my natural born life. Just as if
you heard it.
I won that kind of money, you would never have to work again.
Can I get that in writing?
You don't need it in writing. What am I going to do with all that money? None of y'all going to have to work again. And we're just going to do this shit all day long.
I hope so. I'm fine with that.
I'll be funding the TV projects. Like, girls, what we got going this week? What we want to make? Let's make
Thank
it happen.
Thank you. Woo! Finally, somebody's funding my stuff.
Yes, you. With $334 million, you know what?
Outside of
me. I would, with that kind of money, I would buy, no offense, Oprah, but I would buy your failing network and make it my own. Just
Oh.
Everyone knew it was going to take years before that network would be successful. It takes
I love you,
years.
They said realistically it's going to take like 5 years. And
yeah.
The fact is, it's doing better.
Yeah.
So it's growing. It's going to take a while. And the thing is, it's not like when Oprah was on network television. She's on a cable channel that not everybody gets. It's not like it was before, where people with just antennas and no cable with some bunny ears watching her ass on TV. It's not like that no more.
Right. And the reality is that she doesn't deal in, like, drama TV. Like, she ain't going to put, you know, some old drama-filled shows on there. She's trying to really teach people stuff and do positive things. And, you know, let's be honest, you know, the shows that are doing really well are the Jersey Shores of the world, you know?
Exactly.
So.
Exactly. But, you know, Karen, you know, we're all curious. I mean, we heard what I would do, and we heard what Jeff would do. But if you won that kind of coin, what would you do?
Like $300 million? Well, $100 million would be in a bank account, and I would just live off the interest.
Right.
The other, I would do, yeah, I would just, that would be, you know, I would live off of interest, and it would be invested. I would obviously buy my mom, my dad, you know, my boyfriend's mom and dad, everybody would get new homes. You know, I've got five sisters who are all single parents. They would have homes, because I always feel like, you know, no matter what, their kids should have a place to go home. Even if they leave home and they get their own place, and whether they succeed or fail in life, they should always have a place to come home. And luckily they all live in Texas, so homes are not expensive in Texas. They're actually, you know, an amazing home for only a couple $100,000. So I would obviously invest in my production company, Cash Pictures, and we'd be a full-fledged production company. I mean, we'd probably do two TV shows and a couple movies a year, you know, and we would just, like you said, we would be doing this all day. We would be unscripted radio. I'd buy our slot on Sirius Radio. We would just do
there
that.
There you go.
You know what I'm
saying?
Mean,
like, you know what that
life would be fun. Life would be
well,
fun.
For them,
you know what,
buddy, we could probably start
gonna
our own.
Yeah,
well, you know,
exactly.
I'm going to do one better. If I won that kind of money,
back off
I'm,
of them, so we don't have to.
I'm
going to
do one better.
To
you know
so
I'm not going to be on no AM radio like Roseanne Barr. I'm going to buy us an FM radio station. That's what I'm going to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I would just focus, like, I would really focus on my career and focus on things that I love and want to create, and I would just be creative, and whether it succeeded or failed, I wouldn't care. Because I would just do what I wanted to do all day long, you know? And obviously, right. You know, the money that's invested, I would live off the interest. So, you know, I'd probably set my family up, my mom and dad, so they'd have, you know, a little allowance every month and they wouldn't have to work, you know. You know, my mom's already retired, but it's like, you know, even her retirement isn't enough, you know. She still does little things here and there. So,
of course.
Yeah. No, I think I would just travel. Like, I would work 6 months out of the year and probably travel 6 months out of the year.
But put a McDonald's
thing is,
though,
with $100 million in the bank, you could easily live off the interest and not ever have to worry about money.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think that's what a lot of people don't know, is people that do have that kind of money, they, if they spend their money wisely, they can just live off their interest of their money.
Yeah. And you just live a comfortable life. Like, you don't have to have the biggest mansion, and you don't have to, like, I wouldn't have the biggest mansion, but I would just live a very comfortable life. And it would be a worry and stress-free life, you know?
Right.
I would just feel like, you know, don't trust me, my house would be dope. But,
right.
It, you know what I'm saying? Like, it wouldn't have to, like, I always wonder, like, you know, this one athlete, this actually came out this week, his name's Allen Iverson. I really respected him. He was a really great point guard for years and years and years. And he talked about this week that he's broke. And people are like, what? And in throughout his career, within the last, like, 15, 20 years, he basically made over $100 million. And he says he's broke. And they said, well, how can you possibly be broke? And he said, you know, all my friends, I helped everyone. And he goes, and I know now that was a mistake, but I always felt like if I didn't help my friends, they would go out, they would sell drugs, they would do things that they needed to do in order to survive in life, because we all came from nothing. We all came from poverty. And people are like, you know, people are just like, oh, my gosh. And he literally blew $100 million. But he supported everyone in his community, every family member, every. And they
were
like,
you know,
that's the worst thing. Yeah, they said it was the worst thing.
I mean, I get that, you know, wanting to help. You know, I mean, that's just like me. If I won the lottery or I had a lot of money, you know, I would want to help my family and my friends.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I totally get that. But at the same time, at the end of the day, you know, you got to do you, because nobody else is going to do you unless they're doing you wrong. So you've got to be able to. That's a quote, and I'm going to say it again. You heard it out of Mike J's mouth on Unscripted Radio. You got to do you, because anybody else is going to do you wrong. Just saying.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, you've got to be able to put away some stuff so that you can live off the interest. But, I mean, by all means. Give to charity. I mean, of course I would give to charity. I mean, I would give to the Matthew Shepard Foundation, because I believe in what they do. You know, they promote tolerance, and they're promoting getting a lot of hate crime laws passed against gay folk and transgender folk. You know, they're promoting good stuff. I would have no issue with that at all. I mean, I give to the United Way, because I believe in what they do. Building communities, stronger communities, you know? I mean, you've heard the commercials run here right on Unscripted Radio. You know, there's stuff that you can do. But
and when did you start giving away money to United Way? Because this is news to me.
I it's an automatic payroll deduction. I've done it for, like, the past 2 years.
Oh, okay. I guess I did know about that.
Yeah, I mean, I really don't.
I look at it this way. I always look at it this way, because, like, Charles Barkley and different athletes have been speaking out, and, you know, they say, you know, how it's really sad because, you know, he would help these people, but he never helped them in the way that he should have helped them, which was teach them how to make their own money. And he goes, you know, you can't be guilted. He says, you can't be guilted. He said, trust me, when I started making money, my uncle I never heard from calls me, and he's all of a sudden got this problem, that problem, and he goes, you know what, you got to just tell them, I'm so sorry, but I can't help you. And he goes, and you really have to be, you know, the type who's like, I can't be guilted or obligated into helping everyone, you know, because at the end of the day, like you said, all that money can be gone, especially in this lifetime. You can blow through $100 million. And crazy as it sounds, people can do that, so... You know, but you know you're right. Like, I would probably help my immediate family, and then after that, you're on your own. You know, because he said, you know, you'll give friends or family, or you'll invest in something for them, and you give them, like, let's say a year's worth of what they would have made, their salary, and then 6 months later, they're back for more. And you're like, what did you do with it? You know? So,
yeah. I mean, that's the thing.
But, I mean,
it's see it time and time again. People
what
that
was,
win the lottery.
Notorious B.I.G.? He says, more money, more problems.
You know, I know we're going to jump into our, listener half hour here in about 5 minutes. I want to say that. So get ready and get on the line so that you can get into the queue at 323-417-6705. Make sure you push 1 so that we actually know you want to talk. Otherwise, we'll just start unmuting random people, and that's not going to be pretty. Yeah, Katrina the Creeper is listening in tonight. She doesn't want to talk, though. She's working out on the treadmill. And she said that if we unmuted her, all we would hear is, just kidding.
That doesn't sound like a treadmill.
I love it. That's what I'm talking about.
You didn't ask me what I would do with all that money.
We heard you. You said you'd take care of your friends. I'm sorry.
We never got to hear Jeff's list. Jeff, what are you doing with all that money other than investing in cash pictures?
We'll have unlimited fun. No, I'm
right.
saying.
We'll be making all kinds of shows.
That's right. Mm-hmm. We'll be the next big Hollywood folks. No, I mean, I
have a request. Could we buy Cobra Pictures, please?
No. I'm not buying a porn studio. I'll give you seed money and you can go start your own porn studio and I'll collect money from it, but you ain't putting my name anywhere near that. But I'll take a check.
Give you seed money. I'll
call it
Donkey Production.
No, but, I would kind of do what Karen did invest. And then, I'd kind of like to think, I always wanted to have rental property. I grew up with my parents having it. So I think that's something that I would probably do. And then investing in subways, and because those don't ever really go out of business, just so that I constantly had a flow of income. And then for my friends that I helped out a little bit that needed jobs, y'all can go work at Subway. I'll hook you up.
Right, you can manage the Subway.
And I would like to have a compound. Like I think it was Lisa Marie Presley, that she had a compound and she kind of moved everybody in. There are a bunch of houses or whatever, and we could have gardens and try to, sustain ourselves, and I think it'd be fun, and, we'll all just live on a big-ass compound. I don't know. Could be crazy, but it's something I'd love to do.
I love it.
And I
told my mom I was going to buy a cul-de-sac, and look how everybody moves in the cul-de-sac. She's like,
The other thing you just reminded me, I would have a replica built of the Melrose Place set, and I would probably live there.
Okay.
Just
you
because
loved it that much?
Yeah, I did. I'm seriously trying. I'm like, okay, I could totally write those plans out. I'm like, I don't know if I get sued for. I don't know. Yeah.
No,
so
I don't think
you could. There's a lot of buildings that look like that, though. Here, there's a lot of apartment buildings that look like that. Classic.
Okay. Well, I'm telling you,
California look.
One of the things I have to do when I get there in August is I have to go to the building. That they use as the front.
Okay.
I just need a little picture.
Well, Jeff, it's funny you talk about set building because one of the things I would actually do is I would rent out studio space and I would have a replica of the Ricky Lake set, the first Ricky Lake show from season 5 built. So I could just walk in there every day and I'd pay people to sit in the studio audience just to hear me ramble and have guests. And I'd pay everyone just because I think it'd be a riot. I mean, no one would actually have to listen, but shoot, with $334 million, I could keep that up for a few months.
You want
to
do, right?
I could. Shoot. I could probably buy a small country. I think Ecuador is for sale, or maybe Cuba.
I would like an island. I'm not sure how I'd get there, but I would love an island.
I'm like, how are you going to get there, Mr. I'm scared to ride on the plane?
Look, I would have a private jet. That's one of the things that would probably be my biggest splurge. Is that I would get a private jet.
Okay.
And I think I would feel a little safer on that because how many private jets do you hear crash? And don't tell me. Actually,
Let's
I don't want to know.
Okay.
I don't want to know. Don't tell me.
John F. Kennedy Jr.
No.
But that wasn't a private jet. No. Well, but he was flying.
I'm not trying
to fly this bitch. But it wasn't like a jet. That was like a propeller plane kind of a thing, wasn't it?
It was his plane. I was going to say, what
was
the country star? Yeah.
I think it was like a propeller. I don't know. But don't tell me these things. I want to know. Just let me believe my bullshit that if I'm in a private jet, I'm going to be safer, okay?
Oh, yeah. You're going to be safe.
That's right. Because I'm going to be calling you up like, Karen, what you doing? Well, I just left New York. I'll be there in six hours. We're going to the club. You want to go shopping in Paris tomorrow? Let's go.
I sure do. I would not send out a shopping spree. Be like, come get me, Jeff.
But, you guys, you know what time it is right now?
What time is it?
It is 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, and that means it's time for the last 30 minutes of our show, Extended Broadcast, to take our listeners' calls.
Cool. Anybody calling?
There it is.
Give me the one that no one calls. They'll be like, we're cool.
Well, look,
there
at this
we
point,
go.
I can check
right.
out because we know they're all calling in for Karen, so I'm going to go read my book. I'll see y'all later.
No, they may not be. Remember the other day that one guy was like, Jeffrey, be nice to Joe, and Mike, be Jeff alone.
I know, right?
I don't know why I remember that.
Remember?
Blackout moment. Well, Jeff, you can't go. It's in your contract. You're not allowed to leave early. All right, so let's bring on our first caller. We're totally not screening these calls just because I can't frankly be bothered. So area code 773, you're on the air with Miss Karen, Mike J., and Jeffrey. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, my name is Donate, and I'm calling from Chicago.
Awesome.
Oh, I love Chicago.
How are you?
Windy City.
How's everybody
doing? What's going on? Oh, we're doing great. How are you?
I'm all right. I've just been, you know, sitting here listening to you guys' wild, hot topics and conversations, and it's pretty interesting, I must say, for myself.
Oh, well, awesome. Did you enjoy the show?
I did, and Karen, I must say, honestly, like, oh, my God, I'm really honored to be talking to you right now. Like, Power Rangers is all that it was about when I was growing up, watching that as a kid. I'm still freaking out that I'm on with you right now, so.
Well, don't freak out. Don't freak out. We're now friends.
I'm starstruck. I'm like, wow, it's Karen Ashley, you know.
It's me, and I'm just a little old me. Yeah.
And I have a random question
Okay.
Your voice sounds very familiar. Are you Chocolate Guy by chance?
No.
Am I a chocolate?
Okay.
Yes, I am.
No.
Really?
Michael, I have Chocolate Guy's number. That's not him. I have his number. That's not him.
Oh. All right, sorry.
But his skin color is chocolate.
Am I missing something?
Yes,
I'm
sorry.
I'm missing it too, man. I don't even know what I'm talking about.
When we have Angelique Bates from All That, she calls into the show and she does it. Okay, on the show, she did this skit with Randy and Mandy, and it was all about chocolate. So a few times she's been on, this guy has called in and pretended to be Randy. So we've nicknamed him Chocolate Guy because he's all about, would you like to decorate the world with chocolate? I think that somebody should run on chocolate. You know, it's all about chocolate. So we've just nicknamed him Chocolate Guy.
I realize that what I just said probably totally came across as racist, and oh, my God, I'm so sorry.
No, not at all. It's awful.
No.
Yikes.
No.
That awkward moment where Michael realized he could be a racist.
Carry on.
Not at all, but I was confused. I'm like, wait, does he know me? Do I know him?
Right, he's all up in your mix, right?
Like, have we crossed paths before? What's going on?
Right, what the heck?
Hold on, the
exactly. So, you know what? We could go on and on all day, but what is your question? I know you called in and you specifically wanted to ask us something.
Well, I have a question about the topic that I heard about 30 minutes ago about the Justin Bieber incident that I was listening to.
Oh, yeah.
And how he was supposedly really rude and obnoxious to fans that were following him around Disney World or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Well, basically, I just wanted to, you know, put my little opinion in about it. But
yeah.
I, I actually heard the caller that called in about that, and he was saying something about the fan base. Well, in my personal opinion, I kind of agree with him, but I kind of didn't, because it's like, you're a celebrity, so you're going to have those fans that are following you around. But at the same time, you have to realize that at the end of the day, you're a human being just like them. Mm-hmm. No matter how famous a celebrity, how famous and rich you are, you still have to learn to be humble with people. And in my opinion, you didn't have to be rude saying, oh, F off and all that and blah, blah, blah. You could have just simply said, hey, I'm not in the mood right now. I don't feel like signing autographs. But in my opinion, I think he's one of those guys who, when you make it rich and famous, you let the fame mm-hmm. go to your head.
Oh,
and
you start to I think
he's one of those people. He's definitely letting the fame and the money go to his head, because you're walking around like you're this big celebrity, but what you don't realize is you can lose it just as quickly as you gain it. Like, celebrities have more pressure than average people, because it's like the biggest mistake that you make, and that's it, it's over. No one wants to work with you anymore, produce music for you. No one wants you in the movies, and it's like,
right.
Everything is taken away from me in the blink of an eye. So I definitely
right.
think that he should start re-evaluating, start thinking more of his decisions before he makes them.
Wow. Well, you know what? In that way, I mean, I see what you said. He could have said it in a better way. He didn't have to say
right.
it.
Very profound.
That is very, very true. You're absolutely right about that. So thank you. Thank you for calling in, because that is a true way, a different way of looking at it, you know. I did get where, you know, he could be annoyed by this fan. I mean, she sounds pretty annoying.
Right.
But you're right. He didn't have to go there. He could have been a little bit nicer about it and just said, look, I'm not in the mood. I'm with my family. Can you guys just leave us alone? Right.
Right.
Very cool. Well, thank you for calling in. We really, really
thank
enjoyed
you
your commentary.
Thank you.
Tonight.
I'm here. Thank
yeah, absolutely. It was so.
Have a great night.
Absolutely. Call in anytime. We're here 7 days a week, and you know, tell all your friends about us. We'd love for you to listen.
Six. We're doing something on Sunday.
Oh yeah, we're not on seven. We're on 5 days a week. Sorry, 6 days.
Well,
a week.
Well, sure do feel like seven. I'm not sure why, but.
I know. Don't listen to me.
Don't listen to me. I'm a glass of wine.
You know I'm a lightweight. It's only one glass of wine, and I'm like, woohoo.
She's a Power Ranger.
You know, you better tell them, I don't know karate, but I know crazy. No, Mike knows crazy.
Right,
that's
guys.
True.
Mm.
Care,
all right, guys. Have a good night.
Thank you so much.
Good night.
Good times. All right, so let's jump into the next one here. I've got, again, we're not screening these, and if you're not on my list, I have no idea who you are. So caller from area code 989, you are on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm calling Kevin, calling from Essexville, Michigan.
Oh, Michigan,
yeah.
I love Michigan.
Hi.
Yes. Well, I just want to say, well, first of all, when I started this half hour, like we said, oh, you know what time it is? I was waiting for Karen to say, it's morphin' time.
I missed it, man. I missed my cue. Sorry. I needed you to come on and say it.
I would have preferred a little boogie with the bear.
Yeah, that works too.
See? I was waiting for you and Jeff to jump in and do that for me.
Come on, Karen. Don't worry. I'm going to put you on blast. Go ahead. Say it. Go ahead. Tell me, girl. Tell me. 1, 2, 3 times. Go ahead.
Did you have a question?
Okay, yeah. I do actually have a question.
Yay.
When you first came on Power Rangers, were you like just welcomed to the cast like with open arms? Especially like you, Steve, and Johnny were replacing three people even?
Yeah. You know what? We actually were. I will say this. I remember the first day that we flew in, we had to go and do like a wardrobe fitting. And David Yost came up there just on his own, and we were like, he came up there strictly to meet us and was like such a nice person and welcomed us to the set and was like, you know, we'll be working. I think it was like a Friday, so we weren't working together until Monday. And he was like, no, I just came up here because I wanted to meet you guys one-on-one before we started working. And he was so nice, and I tell him about that all the time. Like it kind of put our nerves at ease because we didn't know what we were walking into. We knew that the other guys, like, we were getting little bits and pieces of the story. So by the time we got to the wardrobe fitting, we knew the other guys had been, you know, suddenly let off the show, and we were like, geez, like, what are we walking into? And then that Monday when we went to set, I remember we had been shooting that morning, and Amy, Jason, and David all arrived, and they had all been through makeup at a totally different time, and so they came on set maybe 2 hours after we'd already been working, and they came as a group, and Jason was like, hey, guys, welcome to the show, welcome to the family, and they gave us hugs, and we immediately, you know, we hit it off. Like, I will say we immediately hit it off, but it wasn't until we went to Australia, which was probably 2 months after, that we kind of all got stuck in a foreign country. And it was like, at that point, I think our friendships really deepened, where we weren't just working together. We actually became friends, and we joked and laughed and kind of spent time together. So, yeah, they were very welcoming.
Well, that's cool. Yeah, because I heard, like, when you went to Australia, it's also when, like, the a director, whoever, met Catherine Sutherland, and eventually she ended up coming on the show, too, through that meeting.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, at that point, we knew Amy wanted to leave the show, and so they started looking for someone, and you're right, Shuki, who was one of the directors and one of the producers, he had auditioned Catherine, and he had a big audition, and he brought her out there, and yeah, and she was a great addition to the show. She's a really close friend of mine. So.
Well, that's cool. Well, yeah, I see you're under in the list for Power Morphicon, so I look forward to meeting you in August, because I'm going out there for the first time, so.
Oh, cool. Well, you'll get to meet Jeff and Mike as well. We're going to do a live taping of the show. And so you're going to have to come and, like, sit in and be a part of our audience and just play around with us.
Well, that's cool. When I find out when that is during the event, I'll have to come and check it out.
Absolutely.
We'll be there all the time.
We'll be there all every day. But one of the nights, I think, you know, hopefully Friday night, we'll do a live taping of the show. But it'll be fun. It'll be fun.
But,
well, it's nice to meet you, and I can't wait to meet you in August.
Yeah, and I'll meet you at Power Morphicon then, so.
Yeah, and when I see you then, I'll let you know that it's morphin' time.
Okay,
I'll let you know what time it is when I see you.
Okay, yes, thank you.
Take care, man.
You too.
Oh, awesome. You know, this is such a great idea to do these shows. It's so awesome to be able to connect with the fans like this. So let's see who we've got coming up next. I thought Jeff had one screened. I can't quite find it, though, now. And I think I lost
Jeff.
We're
just rolling blind tonight.
Oh, you know what he did? He muted himself. That's what he did. Nope, that's not Jeff. Yeah, Jeff muted himself again. All right, so we're going to...
Damn it!
What
Jeff, did you screen someone or no?
Oh,
I thought
yeah.
You did.
It was Power Ranger fan from the chat room.
I think they hung up, though. I think we lost them.
Oh, yeah, the call got dropped.
Oh, no.
Damn Verizon. No, just
kidding.
Just I don't know
call back in. We'll get you on air.
Yeah, we have 15
minutes.
Okay,
so...
You're welcome,
up,
Kevin.
Yeah,
make
exactly.
Sure you tell your friends to listen to the show.
Absolutely.
Please do.
So let's see here.
We're building our
next
fan
up,
base.
We've got a regular here at Unscripted Radio, and we love our regulars. We've got Ian from Ohio. Ian, what's going on? How's it going?
Hanging in there and stuff. I like to say, everyone who goes to Otakon in Baltimore, please post to ask Otakon to invite Karen Ashley and all the other Power Rangers, because then if you can't go Power Morphicon, you can go Otakon.
Exactly. And it's when you guys start asking for us to come that they will invite us. So
yeah.
You're absolutely right, Ian.
I'm trying.
What's Otakon?
I'm trying.
Is that more of anime, kind of an anime show?
Yeah, but they should Sentai stuff, so I figure, you know, you should come over. I mean, Richard F. Cogg played one of the original monsters. I Guy goes up there with his wife. Right now, they're in Maryland right now for KatsuCon in D.C.
Oh, cool.
So
you know about all that stuff.
Well, me and him are sort of friends, but I don't talk about that much because I respect their privacy.
That is wonderful of you. That is wonderful of you, Ian. Yeah, I always knew you were a good guy.
But two quick questions. So for the million-dollar one, I'd probably use it to see the girl I've been talking to who's in Germany, and second, to use it to start a business, because if I just laid down and did nothing, I'd be bored.
You're right. Well, that's good. What kind of business would you start if you had the opportunity to start any type of business?
Well, me and my old friend in Baltimore would start selling anime. Of course, if we needed some guests, of course, we would ask your agency to come. And, of course, unfortunately, we'd have to pay for those. No, but that's that money.
You'd be a millionaire. You'd be a millionaire, though.
But also, here's the Power Ranger question for you. I'm going to test it.
Okay.
You know who played the one episode where you went back to colonial days? You know who played the Dark Wizard voice-wise?
I have no idea. Because when we did the colonial show, we were in Australia. And, like, literally, we were shooting it, like, in 2 or 3 days. Like, it was like we were behind on episodes, and we just started, like, shooting it.
Wow.
Like, it was crazy. Well, yeah, so we didn't even know, like, I didn't even see the finished version. Who played it?
Well, guess what? It was Tony Oliver.
Oh, Tony! Okay. Well, Tony did a lot of the voices, so it's like, you never know. Like, Tony was in everything. Tony actually would direct us on a lot of our ADR. So,
yeah,
Tony's a very good friend.
Yeah, he talked about that a lot at Otakon, and he comes there about every year.
Oh, does he?
Bang Zoom. Yeah, for Bang Zoom and giving anime workshops for $300.
Yeah, he's very big in anime, and you're right, Bang Zoom is really cool. So,
I'll call you next time.
Okay, see you later, Ian.
Take care, Ian. Oh, good times. This is so fun. I mean, almost, Karen, I feel like you're the psychic tonight or something, you know, because everyone's calling in on you, so. So cool. All right, so next up we have Adam from Maine, up in my neck of the woods, New England. Adam, what's going on?
Nothing much. I got a question for all three of you. If you guys were on Glee, what character names would you have?
If we were on where? Glee?
Glee.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I don't know. Gosh.
Okay, so
I would like,
do we have to
I'd
be...
I want to be a diva.
Yeah, here's my question. Do we have to be a new character, or would we be one that's currently on the show?
Either one.
Okay, all right.
Either
so
one?
If I had to be someone who's currently on the show, I think I would be Puck, because I'm sort of, you know, I mean, I've got a sharp edge to me, but at the same time, I'm, you know, I've got that sort of like soft and mellow center. But
oh, we need a bullshit clip.
Your best friend disagrees with you, Mike.
But figure that one out. He disagrees with me for the past 22 years.
Uh-huh.
So if I had to be a new character, I think I would be I think I would be original Mike J, because I mean, who else would I be? I mean, I couldn't be anyone else. Karen, what about you?
I'd be Aisha, the Yellow Power Ranger. And I would be Peaches Malone if I had to be a new character.
Peaches Malone.
Aisha would crash the party, and Peaches Malone would be the new diva who showed up to the show. Yeah.
Okay, that sounds like a porn name.
It might be. There weren't any rules.
Okay. Well, if I could pick a current character to be on this show, I think I would want to be Sue, because she's just crazy as shit, and I think she's a riot.
I love Sue.
And if I had to be a new character, I would want to be the foreign foreign exchange student from Central New York named Whoopi Cushon. No, I have no idea. I've got nothing. I really don't. I don't know what character I play. I guess I would play the older gay cousin of what's that twink's name on the show? The Twinkie boy there, Kirk.
Kirk.
Yeah.
I like the one who sings really good. What's the guy who sings really good who always wears the jacket?
Lane?
I don't
Blaine.
Know.
Blaine. Oh. Yeah, the part like of the him. Warblers. Blaine is
yeah.
I would be him if I was a current character.
You know who I missed on that show? It's the fat girl.
Ooh.
I don't know her name. I feel so bad, but she was the big girl, and she was like, came in, she had all this crazy attitude, she had like one solo song, and it was I Know a Boy, but... And she was like, they totally wrote her off after the one season of being on there. It was bullshit.
Really?
Okay, totally off topic, but you know who that reminds me of? It reminds me of Jen Scott, okay? Just saying.
Anyway, moving on.
Inside
name is Rock.
Oh, Adam, thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate
it. Thanks for calling, Adam.
Absolutely. Take care. Okay, so let's see here. Moving on down our list. This one is not screened. This is from area code 901. Caller, you're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, how y'all doing? My name is Curtis, and I'm calling from Memphis.
Hi.
Ooh.
Nice.
Tennessee, all right.
Yeah, how y'all doing?
We're good. How are you?
Hanging in there.
Teachers over there is great.
Yeah.
Teachers Malone is doing all right.
All right. I got a couple of questions for Karen. By the way, happy Valentine's Day. Belated,
thank
obviously.
Thank you. That's all right.
All right. First question is, what do you miss the most about the whole Power Ranger experience? Because I'm pretty sure there's something like even if you could bring it back, you would have that one element. So what would you say would be the one thing you miss the most?
You know, I miss the cast and crew because we really did get along and we really had fun. You know, it was like we had our – I mean, obviously when you work with someone and you're with them for 15 hours a day, we obviously had our you know, fights or fusses and fights. But at the end of the day, we were all really friends and we all, like, you know, liked each other and we had fun. I mean, we honestly had a great time. We were young kids and we were playing around all day long, you know. And, you know, people like Catherine, we became such good friends. And so, I mean, I honestly miss being around them. Because when we get together at, like, Morphicon or we get together at different, you know, events, we have a ball and we make it a point to go to dinner and we make it a point to, like, you know, we honestly will stay up to, like, you know, 1 in the morning, 2 in the morning, just talking about everything in our life. And it's crazy and it's silly and, you know, so, yeah, I wish, you know, that's the part I would want to go back to if I had to.
Okay, and my next question is, what would you say during the whole experience would you say was your most embarrassing moment?
My most embarrassing moment I talk about all the time is when we were shooting the scene where we're jumping out of the plane in the movie when we're skydiving. We actually shot that. We were like 20 feet in the air, and everybody got to do theirs. Like you'd like flip, and then you have to like hang on these wires, and you're like, you know, flying through the air, and they had these fans on us, and you'd flip, and then you'd have to balance yourself. And it was actually really cool to be up on wires, and when you're on wires, you could just really like do all kinds of tumbles. Well, of course, everyone got to do theirs, and here I am, the last person to go on and the last person to shoot, and we break for dinner. So, I mean, as you know, in Australia, they are notoriously known for not having the best food. Like, we absolutely hated the food there. So I eat dinner, and then we, you know, come back from dinner, and I get on the ropes, and I go up there, and I flip, and I'm posing for the camera, and then I flip, and all of a sudden I start throwing up. Jason Frank and David Yost have pictures of me throwing up, you know, I think I was like 20. I was at least 50 feet in the air, so it's hilarious. So, yeah.
Oh,
That was, it was embarrassing, but it really wasn't, because I, like, they were like, oh, bring her down, she doesn't have to do it, and I was like, okay, so I didn't even have to do it anymore.
I am totally reaching out to both of those boys to get those pictures.
Yeah, I want
they
pictures.
Don't know who they are. They have no idea, like, to this day, I was like, I would love to see them myself, and they were like, oh, I don't know what happened to them, but I'm sure they could probably find them. Yeah, so that had to be embarrassing, but I'm not usually embarrassed, so I actually was laughing the whole time as I was throwing up, yeah. And they were like, they like took a bucket up there, so all you see is me and my head in a bucket.
I'll tell you one thing, you had more guts than I would have, because I am absolutely afraid of heights. You could not, you probably would have had to pay me a lot of money just to get up there.
Yeah, it was actually pretty scary. Like, I didn't think it would be. And then even the part where we come in and we, like, land, we were outside of the park and they hosted us up on this crane. And, I mean, you're literally up there just dangling. And then they're like, action. And then they slowly lower you down. And you go, like, once you start going, you really start picking up speed. And so once you hit the ground, I mean, you literally hit the ground. And, you know, you can fall. It's like they, you know, it felt like we were skydiving. I mean, that's as close as I would have gotten. I'm not going to skydive.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, my.
So yeah. How's the weather in Memphis? Or you're in Memphis, right?
Yeah, and it is cold.
How's the weather out? It's cold.
The last time I checked, it was around 30, it was like 35 degrees. I haven't checked it yet today, but it was 35 degrees today. Not today,
but
yesterday.
Wow.
No, that is bitter. I mean, it's such a reverse from Rhode Island. Like, we were up to, I think, about 50 degrees today. It's so reversed right now, and the weather is very weird.
The weather?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's actually
we were 80. We were 80.
I don't want to talk to you right now.
Over here, a lot of people are just, oh, you don't have, I mean... It gets so weird over here. They don't call it Northwest. It's simply Memphis weather, and they'll just call it that. It's just Memphis weather.
Yeah, it's cold in Memphis.
It's not all the way cold. It just changes whenever it feels like it for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
And what was worse was my Valentine's Day, which, by the way, went good. It was like around mid-30s, but it was raining like crazy.
Oh, so, no. Well, that sucks. Yeah, you know, it does ruin the day when there's rain, because you can't escape the rain, you know? But you have fun with your Valentine, right?
Yeah, we had fun. And if you can, please pray for her, because next month she's going to be having surgery, because she has the cancer gene. But she did have a tumor removed. Thank the Lord for that. And if the surgery goes well, it'll ensure that she won't have cancer.
Okay, we are praying. We are praying for her. God bless her. I guess that's our cue to go. But it was such a pleasure talking to you. Please call in anytime and listen to the show and tell all your friends about us. We'd love, love, love for you to call in. We're going to do this all the time.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Take care.
Well, you know, we do have a couple of callers still online. We've got about 2-3 minutes left, so I want to try to get through some of the people that have just called in at the tail minute here. I believe we have next on the line Brody. Brody, what's going on?
Yeah, I'm right here. I just have a quick question for all of the hosts. If you could bitch slap one celebrity, who would it be and why?
That is great.
I
let Karen go first.
Karen.
Who would I bitch slap? I don't really have issues with anybody. I'd bitch slap Mike and Jeff.
Whoa. No, they have to be real celebrities.
Oh, you are real celebrities.
Come on, make it exciting. Say an ex coho or an ex co-star of yours. Go ahead, I'll wait.
I don't know that I'd bitch slap any of them. I would bitch slap, I get, you know what, I bitch slap Lindsay Lohan, because she used to snap out of it already.
Oh, that's good.
snap out of it. She had so much opportunity. So I bitch slap her.
Absolutely. Make sure you guys tune in next week. Because, you know, we have a great week planned. We're going to be covering all those hot topics that you know that you want to hear, plus all the celebrity gossip. And make sure that you tune in on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, because Katrina and Karen both have Twitter contests going on, and you're going to want to hang on my every word. And for all those of you, especially Karen, who made fun of me, who said, no one ever listens to what Mike says because he doesn't say anything that's going to be the answer to the question. Well, guess what, folks? This week, our question was specifically something that I said on the air. So
and
y'all
can
better
I tell
be
you guys
every
why?
Damn because word that hangs out of my mouth.
We were all texting each other trying to come up with Karen's trivia question, and Mike's the one that picked the question last week. So that's why I had something to do with him, and because we all made fun of him. Like, bitch, it never had much to do with you.
We were too lazy to come up with a question, Mike.
I see how it is. I see how it is.
Who gave you one? Who gave you sloppy seconds? Good night, guys. It's such a fun show.
Good night, everybody.
Good night,
well, I'll see you Saturday, tomorrow, 4 p.m. See you Monday.
I'll see you Monday.
Take a little time to enjoy the radio.
Peace. Hello, everyone. This is Jake Pentland.
I am back on the air, and I am super excited because this time I am uncensored. I am unleashed. So please tune in every Saturday at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. I am back on the airwaves with my good friend Eli. Feel free to call in 323-417-6705.